Okay, so it's a new era for the New York Islanders, and here on the radio broadcast, so we're going to unveil a brand new series to celebrate that. It's called the 10 Questions Sit Down. We're going to ask the same 10 questions to every guest all year long. It's going to be kind of a staple of the first intermission reports on the radio shows. Players, coaches, broadcasters, management, doesn't matter, same 10 questions. Our guinea pig for the first episode is the one and only Cal Clutterbuck, a new teammate with the New York Islanders broadcast team. So, Cal, thanks so much for joining us. Here's how it goes, and I'm going to put you on the spot with most of these. When you look back at your playing career, more than 1,000 NHL games for you, can you pinpoint the game that you felt you were at your all-time best?
Oh, wow, that's a tough question. I think we're going to go with I'm going to go with Game 6, Eastern Conference Final against Tampa in, I believe, 2021. I remember us giving up an early lead. Fortunately, I was able to get a couple points, a goal and assist to kind of get us back in the game. And the famous Anthony Beauvillier overtime goal to send us to Game 7. So that's an exciting game for me.
A lot of fans would echo that sentiment just from the atmosphere that night in the old barn. Who do you think is the most underrated player in the National Hockey League right now?
2 years ago, I would have said Alexander Barkov, but I think the cat's out of the bag on that one. I think Zach Werenski is maybe the most underrated player. I think Cale Makar and Quinn Hughes get a lot of attention, but I'm going to go with Werenski.
You're a pretty personable guy. Even now, your work with MSG Networks, but then also looking back on your playing career, if a fan of yours or a fan of the Islanders wanted to meet you at the rink, when was the best time for them to approach you and get that done?
Probably at it used to be at the intermissions because I used to just go sit and watch the game with Shannon, but I'm going to be probably running down to between the benches, so probably somewhere around 6 o'clock, 6:30 before the game starts, before the pregame show starts.
What about as a player, before the game when you're driving in or after the game when you're leaving?
Probably before the game driving in. After the game, you know, sometimes you lose, you just want to get out of there, and sometimes you win, you just want to get out of there, so probably before the game.
This is not one of our 10 questions, but did you ever have an awkward interaction with a fan that you can recall?
Plenty of times. It's
I got to hear it.
It's always, I don't have a unique story. It's always weird things like signing, you know, I think a kid last year asked me to sign his hamburger. So, you know, it's kind of difficult to respond to that sort of request. It's always fun interacting and always interesting.
Were you ever pranked by an Islanders teammate?
Yes, I was pranked by an unnamed Islander teammate because I'm not sure exactly who it was to this day, but I have an idea. It's one of two guys. It was a bumper sticker that got put on my truck that I didn't really recognize was there for a couple days.
Can you tell us what it said?
No, I can't.
Are you allowed to? All right. Again, looking back on your playing career, when you had a tough night at the rink and a tough game, what was the best medicine for you to get over that?
Coming in the next day. Coming in the next day was the best way to, you know, and as you get older, you sort of, I think when I was young, I didn't enjoy reliving those games. But as I got older and the availability of video, I would just watch it once or twice back, my shifts, just try and clear my head, watch something light and funny on TV and come in the next day and just kind of hit the reset button.
We know you're an avid golfer, obviously a longtime hockey player. What athlete do you admire most outside of the game of hockey?
I think at the moment, Scottie Scheffler. I think what he's been doing in golf and myself since retiring from hockey, being trying to start to play some competitive golf events, I find it really impressive what he's able to do with his consistency and his mindset when he's on the golf course. I think he's really impressive.
His comments over the offseason about winning isn't everything, right? Like, how does that resonate with you, what he said from a professional athlete point of view?
Well, that just tells me that that's just a guy who's content with his life as it is without golf and without the sport that he's playing. And I think at the end of the day, we always have these moments in time where you hear people say, whether it's a tragedy or something, you know, it puts things in perspective. I think we're, as elite athletes, we're always concerned about winning and trying to win and trying to become the best. And you know, I think the longevity and the people who succeed the most just seem to have that ability to go home and be who they are at home.
What's one app on your smartphone that you think everybody else needs to know about?
No, I don't think there's anything that unique. I've got, I've got an app that I have four kids at home. So I've got an app, I think called Skylight that, allows me to merge all of our calendars into one place. And then it goes to a screen that sits on my counter in the kitchen so that when my wife and I are trying to plan out our day or our week, we've got color-coded sort of schedules for the kids' activities so that we can navigate that a little quicker, and it uploads automatically. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's actually a great answer. It's something I hadn't considered, but I'm sure fans can get some use out of that too. When was the last time you got nervous about anything?
I got nervous going to the first tee playing in the New York State Open this year in the summer. Yeah, I was really nervous on the putting green. And it had been a while since I felt nerves like that. You know, sweaty palms and almost seeing spots a little bit. You just get, it's amazing what the body can do and how it can make you feel when you're uncomfortable.
Talking with Cal Clutterbuck here, just a couple of more for you. One is, you know, the media asks a lot of questions, right? And sometimes they're repetitive and redundant. What's a question during your playing career that you were asked all the time that you were just tired of answering?
The question I was always tired of answering was, what went wrong or what went right? You know, it was the questions that had such obvious answers that I felt didn't need to be asked. And I think I have a famous quote one time, and somebody asked me about what happened in the second period, and we had taken 8 penalties or something. I said, we took 8 penalties. And then the follow-up question was, well, what do you say between periods? And my answer was obviously stop taking penalties. So I never liked the obvious sort of a question that's put in front of you in order to try and get you to say something or elaborate on something that just isn't there.
I think that was my favorite part about covering you for the short time that I did as a player, is you were always straight to the point.
Yeah.
You were very honest. You were very insightful. But again, you were honest and upfront with it, which is great. We don't have anybody asking you a question because you're actually our guinea pig and you're first in line. But for the season opener in Pittsburgh, we're going to sit down with Matthew Darche. So on these 10 questions sit down, I want you to ask the next guest in line a question. We're going to kind of bridge them all together. So the new executive vice president and general manager of the Islanders, Matthew Darche, what is your question for him? It can be about anything.
I would ask, during his playing career and thinking about retiring, what was the thing that he thought he would end up doing at 10, 12 years post-career? Okay. What did he think he was going to be doing versus what he's actually doing?
That's great. We're going to find that out here in a couple of weeks. So,
hey, this was a lot of fun. Thanks so much, Cal.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it.